Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump is over, though a hefty 57-vote majority voted guilty. That still fell 10 votes short of the two-thirds majority needed to convict. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports on the aftermath.
It was a day of twists and turns, the final one coming after the vote when Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who voted not guilty, delivered the most scorching condemnation of Trump of the day. Trump, he said, had incited the terrorist mob that attacked the Capitol, bloodied police, tried to hunt down the Speaker of the House, and chanted about murdering the vice president.
They did this because they'd been fed wild falsehoods by the most powerful man on earth. Because he was angry, he lost an election.
But McConnell said he voted against conviction because, in his view, the Constitution was not meant to apply to a president who's already left office. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
In a statement President Biden issued last night, he noted McConnell's criticism of Trump and highlighted the bipartisan nature of the vote to convict. A spokesman for the Biden White House resigned last night, a day after it was revealed that he subjected a reporter to a sexist rant. The White House had initially suspended T.J. Ducklow, as NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
The episode promised to test the Biden administration's promises of comedy and of respect for the press. Ducklow had lashed out at Politico reporter Tara Palmieri when she inquired about his relationship with a reporter for another news site, Axios. The relationship had been disclosed to the couple's bosses, but not the public. Ducklow said he destroyed Palmieri and added a vulgar and misogynistic diatribe. Ducklow's suspension was met with criticism from the media. His resignation included an abject apology, calling his behavior abhorrent, disrespectful, and intolerable. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Overseas now, Germany has put temporary controls in place on parts of its border in an attempt to restrict the spread of new variants of the coronavirus, the BBC's Damian McGuinness reports.
The new German border controls mean that only certain groups will be able to cross into Germany from the Czech Republic and parts of Austria. Trade links will continue and German citizens returning home or certain key workers will still be allowed to enter, but even they will have to show a recent negative coronavirus test. The move is controversial. At the start of the pandemic, Germany reimposed border controls for 3 months, which harmed trade and made life difficult for local communities. Berlin promised not to impose border restrictions again, but that was before the new coronavirus variant.
BBC's Damian McGuinness reporting there from Berlin to New Zealand now. The country's largest city has been ordered into a three-day coronavirus lockdown following the discovery of three unexplained cases. The lockdown, the first in New Zealand in 6 months. This is NPR News. Winter weather is blasting much of the United States this weekend. Wind chill warnings for temperatures as low as 50 below zero in effect in the Midwest. Icy weather has caused power outages in several states, including Virginia, North Carolina, and Oregon, where the governor has declared a state of emergency. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he is asking for a federal disaster declaration because of heavy snow and ice. Abbott is urging people to stay off the road, saying the entire state is facing a dangerous storm. Political tensions are heating up in El Salvador in the runoff to upcoming legislative elections. An opposition lawmaker is accusing the country's president of being mentally unfit. In response, the president says there's a coup brewing to remove him from office. Maria Martin has more.
The election comes as popular president Nayib Bukele is being accused of autocratic behavior, such as calling in the army into Congress last year when lawmakers wouldn't do his bidding. Now human rights and civil society groups say political intolerance is growing. They cite the murders last month of two members of the left-leaning opposition FMLN party and blame the intolerance on President Bukele, who in turn says there's a move afoot to remove him from office. Meanwhile, the Organization of American States said this week it will send a delegation to El Salvador to evaluate the political situation and guarantee elections. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.